This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Pandemic.news update for March 6th. Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. We're all dealing with people who don't believe that this pandemic is going to be bad. So in this podcast, I'm going to give you perhaps some tools to try to educate people around you. Now, normally, I would say don't bother, except that the people around you might be your family members, your coworkers, close friends, neighbors, things like that. And so actually, their level of preparedness does matter. So you might even have them listen to this podcast. I don't know. But some things to start with here. So the virus replicates and it spreads exponentially. Human beings are not really wired to process exponential growth phenomena. Instead, we tend to think in a linear fashion. So even when I was trying to estimate this in my head versus when I ran a software model of where this goes, even I couldn't estimate it very well. And only when I ran the spreadsheet and I ran the model, it showed me that by July 4th, if we don't shut down most domestic travel and social events, we will have 2.16 million dead Americans from the virus. That's by July 4th. And that model makes very, very conservative assumptions, such as assuming we only have about 600 plus cases right now in America. In reality, we probably have many thousands. The model assumes an R-naught value of 1.82, which is extremely low. In reality, the R-naught value for this virus in the current context of social spreading is probably on the order of 4.5 to 6.6. Now, the R-naught value, by the way, if you haven't heard that term, that describes how many people one infected person will spread it to. So an R-naught value of 3 means that one infected person spreads it to 3. But the R-naught value, by the way, does not describe the what's called the transmissivity velocity of the virus, which describes how quickly it spreads to those additional people. So in my model, I use a value of velocity transmissivity of R-naught 1.82 spread over 14 days, which comes to something like 0.13 additional people infected per day over a period of 14 days. And then I assume that 98% of the people recover and 2% die. And when you recover, you have no recurring infections and you are no longer infectious yourself. So those are very conservative assumptions. And what the model shows is that for most of March and April, things look pretty mild. You get into May and June, they start getting very alarming. And then really by kind of mid-June and July, it explodes to insane levels. This is the nature of exponential growth. And a good way to talk to people about this is to say, okay, let's use the Petri dish, brain teaser, I suppose you could call it. You have a Petri dish and you've got bacteria growing in the Petri dish. And the population of the bacteria doubles every minute, which is That can be real for certain strains of bacteria. That's not just a thought experiment. So it doubles every minute. The Petri dish is exactly 100% full of bacteria at minute 60. So in 60 minutes, it's 100% full. Here's the question. At what minute is the Petri dish halfway full? The answer, of course, is minute 59. And it's a quarter full at minute 58. And it's only 1/8 full at minute 57. So in other words, the bacteria are growing for most of that hour, basically unseen. You don't even see them. They're almost invisible. You don't even see like a little mold cluster or whatever you're using to grow. But at the very last few minutes of the hour, it explodes and just takes over the whole Petri dish. That's the way that this coronavirus operates. So you can go on for a long time saying, oh, there's just a few cases here in Seattle, a few cases in New York City, a few isolated cases in California, Northern California, Los Angeles as well, other places. You know, it's in over 20 states across America right now. But for a while, you can just say, it's just a few cases, no big deal. And then within a couple of weeks, those become clusters. But people can still say, oh, it's just a few clusters, don't worry about it. You know, I know it was 15 cases, now it's 300, but it's just clusters. Don't worry about it. We'll get it under control. It's no worse than the flu. We'll cover that here in a second. But the clusters then, within another few weeks, they explode into massive local sustained outbreaks. Then you start to get hundreds of cases per day in an area, or thousands of cases a couple of weeks later, and then tens of thousands of cases a few weeks later, and then hundreds of thousands a few weeks after that, and then you're into millions. And at that point, it just spreads to the whole country unless you shut down social sharing of spaces, which means you have to shut down virtually all transportation. You have to quarantine cities. You have to have roadside checkpoints. You have to stop air travel. You have to stop virtually all public events, and you have to send people home so they don't share workspaces in indoor office buildings. This is the only way to stop the virus right now, given that we don't have any kind of proven antiviral drug. There's no anti-coronavirus vaccine that exists at all. And even if it did, might not work, probably wouldn't work. There's nothing out there, except, of course, natural antiviral herbs and minerals and spices and things like that. But nobody in any official position is recommending those things. So most Americans don't even know that you can probably beat this with natural substances, natural molecules that are antiviral. So that means this is going to spread like crazy. But it won't be apparent for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Once it begins to explode, then people will freak out and panic over how quickly it's taking over. And that's when you'll really have the emergencies come down, you know, declarations of national emergency, quarantines, armed roadway checkpoints. That's coming. You can mark my words, that is coming. A virtual shutdown of the US transportation infrastructure. But how do you convince somebody that that will happen? Well, one of the easiest things is to point to Italy. It's already happened there. They have armed roadway checkpoints in Italy, and they quarantined, I think it's 12 towns, and it's still spread anyway. Look at Iran. The cases are exploding there. And although we don't have as much good information coming out of Iran, it's pretty obvious that there are tens of thousands of people infected in Iran right now. We can't trust the information coming out of China because they lie. So they say they've got it conquered, but yet we don't see their economy coming back yet. That's because the bodies are still stacking up. China is lying to us all. Some countries are doing a good job of containing it, such as Taiwan, doing an amazing job. But even then, Taiwan is still very much struggling with this. Now, they're an island, so they have better controls than we do in America. We have an open borders policy. So infected people can come into the United States from Mexico and other South American countries, with the virus now spreading in Brazil and Mexico and other Central and South American nations. It's only a matter of time before some people try to flee northward to get away from basically an apocalyptic collapse in their own home country in South America. Now, a good question to ask people who don't believe any of this is happening is to ask them, well, how does the virus stop? So if you think that it doesn't get this bad, if you think it doesn't spread to millions of Americans, how does it stop? Explain to me the scenario that unfolds that stops this. And just ask them, because there are only really three ways that this stops. One way is to have antivirals, whether that's natural medicine or drugs or, you know, pharmaceuticals, that are widespread across the population and that really work and that everybody's taking. That's one way. Second way is extreme social isolation. Just nobody goes to work. Nobody has any public events anymore. Nobody goes grocery shopping. Just total isolation, total shutdown. No air flights, nothing. The third way is that it burns through the whole population and kills, a percentage of the people. And then whoever is left surviving is immune. Those are the only three ways that this stops. So if you ask your friend this question and they don't give you one of those three answers, then they really are not informed about this topic. Sometimes you'll hear people say things like, well, the government will solve it. So then you can ask them, okay, explain to me, how does the government solve it? Because then they're stuck again. Well, I don't know. I don't know how the government solves it. The government just solves it. Well, okay, well, that's not a real answer. that's just having an imaginary tooth fairy solve your problems for you. That doesn't actually stop the virus from replicating. So ask them again, how does the government stop this? Or how does anybody stop this? How does it get stopped? Well, sometimes people will say, well, the summer heat will just make it stop. Okay, so they're actually talking about influenza, which is not the coronavirus. And the coronavirus is spreading in indoor environments everywhere. So offices and nursing homes and, you know, cruise ships and airplanes and buses and taxi cabs and all these things. So again, explain to me how this gets stopped, please. How does it stop? Because the hot weather isn't going to stop it. So you go through this exercise with your friend or whoever you're talking to. Please explain to me how this stops. And eventually, what it really comes down to in certain people is just that they want it to stop. And they'll just say that, well, I just hope it stops. Okay, there we go. So your answer is hope. All right, fine. Well, people hoped in 1918 when the Spanish flu killed 50 million world citizens. They had hope then too. Hope didn't stop the virus. In fact, people had hope that World War II wouldn't break out, but it did. And people had hope all throughout history, a history of pandemics and wars and economic collapse and nations falling. People always had hope. Hope didn't work. You know why? Because hope is wishing. And it turns out that wishing doesn't stop viruses from replicating. Now, I know I'm starting to sound a little bit sarcastic here, but it's true. It's true. And anyone who thinks wishing can solve this is, well, not gonna navigate this very well. But thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams. I'll bring you more information in the days ahead. Read pandemic.news to stay informed. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.